Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
It's now time for News Headlines with Molly
on a Big Party Show on Channel 94.1.
Well, TCU is moving on in the College World Series. The field is set down to four teams, Oregon State and LSU. They're going to be playing today at 2 o'clock, and then Florida will be taking on TCU tonight at 7. TCU beat, it was a close game, TCU last night beat Louisville 4-3. So depending on how things shake out today, we could be not seeing any baseball action until Monday when the championship series begins. But let's say Oregon State loses today, we could be getting some weekend baseball.
We feel for all of you heartbroken fans, you know, when each team exits. Louisville fans have traveled, you know, everybody's traveled great. That's got to stink. I mean, you wake up today, you're still heartbroken.
Yep, you will be. These other teams, I mean, this could be a good game. The games could extend to tomorrow, so we will see.
See what's going on. And a popular Creighton University hangout, end of an era. The Blue Jay Bar and Grill announced it is closing. August 3rd is the day shingles go up. The bar co-owners talked about changes in place to address the issue earlier this year. The Nebraska Liquor Commission gave the bar a warning after it received complaints about underage drinking.
I thought they had always done a pretty good job. I mean, for the record, when I was there, it was the hardest bar to get into. Like, we could go to bars around Omaha, and there were bars you could get into as an underage person. The story was, avoid the Blue Jay, man. They'll hammer you.
Mm-hmm.
Because all eyes were on them as being a campus bar. But
so
don't
close.
You think, I mean, you guys were all, we were all young ones. Remember the college bar, the one on campus, usually in most universities, is the easy college underage bar.
Yeah. Yes. It's right
there. I'm just saying that this bar's been around for 40 years. They obviously had to toe the line.
Yes.
What had happened recently, and it wasn't as bad as they made it sound. I mean, the media kind of blew up big on the story. But bars get in trouble from time to time. They were told, okay, one more warning in your liquor license is on review.
Yeah,
okay. Yeah. Something else must have happened. They decided they wanted to get out of the bar business. Because I wondered, I'm like, does it stay as a bar? Do you sell it to somebody else, slap a new name on it? Or are they basically going to get a bulldoze it and put... It's probably hot property.
It is. It's super hot property. I know that there's been issues within the last couple of years. I don't know, people talking about buying it or whatever the case is. This is just... I think everything just kind of dominoed, and now they're dealing with this thing. And I think they just shut it down. So when's the last day? August something, Molly?
August 3rd.
Okay.
August 3rd. Just a reminder from the Omaha Police Department, setting off fireworks within city limits is still illegal. Okay? You got to wait till Sunday.
Do they say, though, how many tickets they've given out?
I don't know how many tickets they've gotten out. I don't know how many tickets they've given, or how many more like complaints they're receiving, you know. And then also like the fireworks, the signature. I wonder if it sends off signature for shots.
We just always wonder: are there any tickets ever given? Have you ever seen one?
Nope.
No.
I mean,
I
and especially on the 4th of July, the city looks like the skies over Baghdad during Gulf War II.
They don't. They let it go. I mean, I just wanted to just legalize it. I mean, really.
You can't legally purchase them in the city limits until Sunday. So anything you see blowing up is last year's fireworks or people went down to Rockport.
I'm glad there's a cap on it. I mean, I'm glad that there is like a...
Molly, you don't even live here.
No,
but most cities...
No, but most cities do. I mean, somebody was firing off fireworks in our neighborhood last night. It was driving me nuts. I'm like, it is the 22nd of June. I'm just saying, I understand why people give pushback where they're like, you've got plenty of time to blow stuff up. You can wait until Sunday. It's the 25th. Like, the 4th of July is still a ways away. So, the police department put out a statement. They just wanted to remind people that, you know, it's legal fireworks start Sunday.
So
there you go. The Henry Dorley Zoo and Aquarium's newest elephant is almost here. 14-year-old elephant named Louie made an all-night trip from Toledo, Ohio. He's a 6,000-pound bull elephant. He is in a special crate. They have to use like a forklift to move him. I mean, woo, he's a big boy. Louie is coming to Omaha to breed with two female elephants already at the zoo.
Get that love on.
Ooh, we all want to watch.
I do.
No.
I would love to watch.
What does that sound like?
No.
Why? Come on. That's not creepy. It's nature. Yes. It's nature.
I mean, I'm just saying, it's got to be an incredible visual of like, oh my God, like trains colliding with each other.
No.
And that's just lovemaking. I mean, I'm sure little beetles would say about, you know, it's all a scale thing. I'm sure there's things smaller than us that probably think it's pretty horrifying when humans make love.
And they're watching.
Yeah, let's be honest. There's probably lots of humans that aren't that far off from two elephants going at it. And it's going to happen a lot this weekend.
Why this weekend in particular?
Well, it's a Friday. Yeah.
Yeah. It's just true.
Get busy on weekends.
Get crazy for the weekend. I know.
I don't want that.
Maybe in the parking lot of the Blue Jay.
Yeah, there you go.
Hey, you go. Yeah. Be careful. Jeff might be watching from his eagle-eyed stalker tower. Did you ever see anything like that? Like when you were looking through the camera at the Blue Jay, you said that you would look to see if your friends had their cars were there back in the day.
You see anything nefarious?
Did you ever think?
Weird?
Yeah. Did you ever see anything like, whoa?
No, you just recognize cars.
Okay.
I mean, it's the sky cam that you see on the news.
Bill Cosby.
You're just tilting it left and right. You know, they're always telling you where to aim it, north, south, east, west.
Yeah. Bill Cosby's planning town halls to educate people about sexual assault allegations. So there are two Bill Cosby publicists that have told a television station that the that Bill is planning town halls that could start as soon as next month. The Cosby representatives say young people, especially athletes, need to know what they're facing when they're hanging out and partying. So I don't know if this is him talking about like, you know, hey, know when to say when. A sexual assault case against Cosby held in Philadelphia was ruled a mistrial last week.
Don't you think it's pretty outrageous?
Yeah.
Yes. I can't believe that this
Stones,
is true.
I mean, you're like, who in his camp, you know, isn't bright enough to say this is a terrible idea? Or,
yes.
I mean, who's he surrounded with to have the
a motivational speaking
to say,
tool?
Now I'm an expert. Now I'm an expert on it. It's like, whoa. I feel like this is putting it in people's face.
It totally is. Oh, it totally is.
And I don't know if it's real. So it's a spokesperson for Bill Cosby. They went on this Good Day Alabama, you know, like, good morning, everybody.
Okay.
And they said that he's planning on doing a motivational speaking tour. So this isn't coming from the horse's mouth. Like, this isn't Bill Cosby going on record. So they say, Mr. Cosby wants to get back to work, and we're now planning town halls, and we're going to be coming to Alabama sometime in July to talk to young people because this is bigger than Bill Cosby. So false allegations is basically going to be his bread and butter now. The idea that Cosby wants to warn young athletes and married men about the dangers of sex crime allegations.
Oh, geez.
Yeah.
I mean,
wow.
Talk about the protesters. They're going to be standing outside of that.
Gosh. I saw that. I was like, well, this is going to be a hot summer down in Alabama if he shows up doing this.
Well, who the hell is going to pay for that anyway? You think a college is going to pay for that?
I mean,
so the premise here, unless to be not offended, is that every woman that came forward was a gold-digging liar.
Yeah.
That every woman was lying, and he was completely 100% wrongly accused, and now it's his duty to go nationwide and tell young men, you know, don't get wrongly accused. You
this
go
just
do what you do. It'll be the women who are lying. I mean, it's awful
bad.
Well, and that's the thing. It's like, okay, your reputation is already pretty banged up, but this is like decimating. I mean, you go out there and you try to talk to people about, I mean, that is a bridge too far. I mean, it's so bad. How could dozens upon dozens? I mean, I don't think these women were asking for money. They were just asking for you to, you know, maybe face the charges of sexual assault. I mean, I don't think anybody was like, and I'm going to shake you down for millions of dollars. It's like, no, I just want everybody to know that you are a sexual predator. So, this is just going to be bad. A lot of people over the weekend probably going to be firing up that fire pit. Just a heads up, an Ohio emergency room physician wants to remind folks the importance of thinking safety first. I guess they've been seeing a lot of uptick. You know, well, more and more people are building fire pits. And, you know, some people are doing it the right way and some people are just, you know, not doing it the right way. So fire pit injuries happen when people use accelerants to start the fire. They say backyard fire pits, you know, the open flame, they require a lot of caution. It's important to keep safe distance from the fire, keep away from your house and landscaping and trees, but also, you know, probably don't go dousing it with gasoline before you light the match. If you are one of the many people who needs coffee to get your day started, that choice might be saying a lot more about you than you think. Maybe if you like to drink your coffee black. Well, according to a study put out last year, there is a correlation between the love of bitter flavors like black coffee and some less desirable personality traits. They say that maybe you could be a psychopath.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that they said that they found the preferences for bitter flavors were linked to psychopathic behavior. People who drink their coffee with milk and sugar more likely to show agreeable tendencies.
Wait, so
kindness.
Which coffee drinkers are
black coffee?
Which
black
coffee drinkers are serial killers? Or black sociopaths? Coffee. Black coffee?
Yeah, the black coffee.
Isn't that about the 90% of people take it straight black?
I'm straight black.
And those are sociopaths?
I feel like it's a 50-50. Yeah, I feel like it's a 50-50, though. You know, I know a lot of people that take at least milk or milk and sugar.
Or
just sugar.
Yeah, I'm black.
Like, they'll put a little something in there, but they didn't just look at black coffee. Participants who reported a fondness for radishes, celery, tonic water were also more likely to exhibit antisocial traits.
I like all that.
Radishes and coffee.
See, I'm
pretty
all wrong.
Pretty.
Totally. Hand and glove.
Let's be honest. This isn't the first time everyone listening has ever heard that combination. Radishes and coffee.
Right.
I enjoy radish and I do like my coffee.
I mean.
And celery.
Sure. And tonic water.
Study says, if you like radishes and coffee, you're weird. Study says.
Well, if you go out on a date and you start noticing that she's ordering lots of radishes and taking her black coffee, her coffee black, you need to run, Jeff.
Run!
Run!
All right.
Scary stuff. That is your news update on Omaha's number one hit music station, Channel 94.1.
Hey, man, congrats to our Creighton guy, Justin Patton. He went out to in the draft yesterday, number 16, going to the Timberwolves. There was actually a record yesterday during the NBA draft. Did you hear that? I think it was freshman drafted was 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and I think I want to say 6, but it was the first time ever that freshman took the top 5 drafts.
Yeah, freshman. So he's the kid from Omaha North, played for Creighton. He's the first player drafted in the NBA from Omaha since Rich King back in 1991. He's the 4th first-round pick in Creighton history and 2nd in the last 4 years, you know, when we had Dougie McDermott. So, wow, who would have thought
that's
that he'd be a 16th pick? Chicago Bulls took him, immediately traded him to Minnesota.
Okay, I was wondering about that.
He could play in Minnesota's D-League, which is like this new minor league thing, and their D-League affiliate is in Des Moines. They're called the Iowa Wolves. So does he play over in Des Moines for a little bit before the Timberwolves use him?
Yeah, that's good news. That's a big draft there. I was wondering that because he was wearing a Bulls hat in the paper, and I'm thinking to myself, what, maybe... I got confused. Sorry, I didn't realize the Bulls
took him. Traded him immediately.
Isn't that funny how that works?
But he wore, when he walked up on stage, he had his sport coat, and the inside of it, he opened it up, and it had the Omaha Convention Bureau, that logo, that tourism thing, the O with an explanation.
Yeah,
explanation.
You bet.
Mark.
Omaha's number one hit music station, Channel 94.1.
The Big Party Morning Show.
Hello, who's this?
Hi, my name's Marissa. I just wanted to comment on the Bill Cosby story.
Okay.
So I actually am from Omaha, and my boyfriend is actually in a case right now where he has sexual assault charges against him because he slept, you know, he was 18 and young and drunk and stupid, and he slept with a girl at a party because she lied about her age. Like, she admitted to the cops, you know, that she lied about her age and all that stuff. And he will still be going to prison for it, even though they're still aware of it. So I think there is some truth to Bill Cosby wanting to say that you know, it's more, I think he just wants to reach out to people and say it's more serious than you think.
You think Bill Cosby, though, should be the one that is telling the cautionary tale of your boyfriend?
No, no, but what I'm saying is, it is real. It is a real thing. Like, I think that people, I think it's one of those things where you never think it'll happen to you until it happens to you.
And yeah, I mean, listen, people make, there are bad choices. People make bad decisions. Things get complicated, you know, with alcohol, drugs, any of those kind of things. Obviously, you start making some bad decisions, and they can be bad decisions that end up affecting you for the rest of your life.
Absolutely.
But in the case of Bill Cosby, I think he was a grown man who made some pretty deliberate choices without advising the women that he was with. You know, what
everyone were adults, and he used he drugged them after they were. It was consensual, but then he drugged them. Like, well, let's put a slam dunk on it. I guess.
I just think that they need to put more detail into these laws, because a lot of times, you know, it's circumstantial, but also I also feel like it doesn't protect women as well as it should.
Well, I would say that it's even a bigger problem, because the story you're talking about is legit. You want legitimate people talking about that issue, and you don't want it not being listened to because Bill Cosby is out there now.
Out there running. Yeah. You bet.
No, but it's just, it's crazy, because we never thought, you know, he's going to be 21 next month, and he'll be on the sex offenders list until he's 46 years old.
Yeah.
Because of a choice that he made when he was in a bad place and he was really young and he didn't have anybody else. You know, he didn't think that it was going to happen to him. But then there's also circumstances where the law doesn't protect women either. And I think that more than anything, instead of just teaching human growth classes, we need to teach consent in schools. Like, I went to an Omaha public high school, you know, and they never taught us about that. And I think that that's something that you absolutely should learn in school, because that's something that impacts your life. And it's not just with sex. Like, you know, you teach your kids, you can't take that toy, it's theirs, you know. And it's, you shouldn't hug someone if they're not comfortable with it. It's a whole other thing. And I really feel like it would benefit this country and this city and just the people in general if that's something that we educated people about more.
Like life skills and dating. I mean, it's like, you know, you're young. And when you start falling in love and dealing with sex and stuff, and man, it's like working with mercury. I mean, it's tough to deal with that when you're, quote unquote, an adult, let alone
a kid who's, you know,
just 16, developing.
17. Yeah.
Well, and I think there's so many blurry lines with it, you know, like, especially, you know, as a woman, there's been times where, you know, that guy's going to be like, hey, you know, he won't leave you alone. But you need to know, like, women need to know how to react in those situations, because it's so easy just to freeze up. But at the same time, you know, I think it's a responsibility that the whole, you know, the whole, everybody needs to take on, you know, like this, obviously this kind of stuff is preventable. And the more we teach people about it and the more that people know about it and how to prevent it and what to do if it happens to you, the more it will help. I really don't think that, you know, my boyfriend deserves to go to prison for 2 years and be on the sex offenders list for 25. But I also don't think that he deserves to just be let go, because he did break the law and he knew he was breaking the law. But it's just a sticky situation, and I think that there's so much about these situations that people don't realize, like so much of these stories that don't get told after it comes out in the news, and I just want people to know it can happen to you.
You bet it can, you know. So, hey, well, thanks for sharing, dear. Thanks for calling. We appreciate your call.
Yeah,
we really do.
And okay? Your candor.
Thank you.
Thank you. All right, take care. Hey, that's tough stuff, man. All right, 402-938-9400. That's how we'll take your calls. Of course, we got 70s today, 70s tomorrow, 70s on Sunday.
I can't take you serious right now. Party has a hairnet on.
It's not a hairnet.
You put it on?
I've been wearing it all day and all
day
yesterday.
So bad.
It's
so,
not
is this
so
the,
bad.
It's not a hairnet. Look, we're calling it a hairnet, but I don't know what it is. What is it?
A do-rag? What is
it? No, it's a, what did it say it was in the wrapper? All right, so I had that really expensive wig. It came with the wig, and apparently you're supposed to put that underneath.
Hairnet.
No, it's not a hair net. It's like a hair.
It's like
weave
he ripped out the netting that goes in the, that goes under the wig. That's attached. The wig. You know what I'm saying, Molly? It's a net.
It's like a net.
And the wig is glued to that.
But it's really
so it's basically
soft.
Like he's wearing a wig liner on his head.
No, it's not.
I mean,
that is not.
Take a picture.
The level
you've
of
seen it.
Take a picture of you today, though, and put it out there for like. Let's put that out there to the listeners.
No, don't
to see
pose.
What they
look
say.
Look like you're now a poet. Like it seems like now you're trying to be like to be taken seriously.
Okay, I'll just.
He's
be,
a beat poet. He's a professor.
That's me. Yeah,
it's me. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm just saying, put it out there because maybe there's a word for it and we just don't know it. So you might already be styling something.
I wore it yesterday. After I found it yesterday at my desk. Uh-huh. I'm like, I'm going to put this thing on and see what it's like. I put it on, and I kind of feel like Barat, right? Didn't he wear something like that?
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Ali G,
yeah.
It's more like your Bula Kasha would be what he would wear on his head.
So I wore it to lunch yesterday, and I picked up Oliver, the 13-year-old, and took him to lunch, and we're driving down the road, and I just take off my hat to see his, you know, his reaction, see what he would even notice. Mm-hmm. And all he could say to me, one thing, first he stared. And then he said, I like your new look. I like your look, your old look. Your new look isn't working so well. I'm like, come
listen,
on.
Listen, new dad, I liked your old look.
New dad. Some people call it a scully or a beanie.
Okay, but it's got holes. There's all those that have holes in it and stuff. It's a good
That's
look.
The
it
thing.
Feels
it
really
like-
comfortable, Molly. It's and I like comfort, you know me.
Yes.
It's really like comfortable. So
pantyhose on your head. I mean, it reminded me of Raising Arizona, that moment where he's like, son, you have panties on your head.
I think he looks like, much more serious.
You think so? Yeah, not so clownish. It fits underneath my hat.
What was great was Molly's. He had it on his head.
Oh, this is awesome.
Right when Claudia Martin from Redstone brought in the lovely ladies for the new intern day.
I had a sombrero on as well.
It was new intern day. And the Redstone group was getting a tour of the building.
It was awful.
And they handle tons of marketing and advertising. And they come through with the lovely ladies getting the tour. And Party has a scully on, and a sombrero.
And so in my mind, I'm like, sombrero must come off immediately as fast as possible. And as I'm grabbing this in a panic, I realize, I have a little hairnet thingy underneath.
I'm looking at it. I expanded it. I grew it. It's a fishnet. You have like fishnet stockings on your head.
So I do have like underwear on my head a little bit, right? A little lingerie.
You have fishnet stockings.
If this is what fishnet stockings feel like on your legs, sign me up.
He's going to start wearing those underneath his all-day swims.
His all-day swimmers. Everyday swimmers.
My everyday swimmers.
All day, every day.
For the man who wants to wear swim trunks for clothing every day.
Yeah. My swim trunks. You know, I was talking about that yesterday. My swim trunks. Like I remember I was saying they're too big. They're falling off. I told Wylene I like that because it makes me feel like I'm losing weight. And she told me we can always put the string back in. I'm like, no, let's not do that.
Is that a threat?
She lives with this. What a...
She's like, honey, let's
fun
not...
every day, girl.
We're going to put that LBJ string back in.
Yeah. She's like, oh, please, would you put the string... No!
Oh, boy. Yeah, this is the fish stocking is amazing. You wear fish stockings still, Molly? Or you passed that deal?
Fishnets?
No,
it's been a long time.
Has
since
it really?
I wore fishnets.
Okay, you had to bring it
you
back.
You know, the problem with fishnets is this. If you don't get the kind with the toe... as you wear, because you're usually wearing fishnets with heels, your toes start poking out through the holes.
And that's because of your big toenails, right?
Like no, it's just because just the momentum. You're walking in them. Your feet are constantly pushing down against the, like, and it eventually expands the little, and so you can cut off circulation to, your toes.
Okay.
They get on the other side of things. You're like, oh, no!
It's really gone for you.
Omaha's number one hit music station. Channel 94.1.
The Big Party Morning Show.
What's the latest of Johnny Depp, by the way? I know we got celebrity news. What's going on with that?
He's taking heat for making a comment about the president. You know, he seemed like he kind of was in half in the bag. and made a comment about, when was the last time an actor assassinated the president? Making a joke about John Wilkes Booth.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Alluding to that John Wilkes Booth was a sort of an actor.
Not
really an actor.
Yeah.
And that Johnny Depp is. So everybody was like, oh my God. It was a friendly crowd.
And then he added, he's like, I want to clarify, I'm not an actor. I lie for a living. So I guess the Secret Service has since said that they're aware of his remarks, but added, we cannot discuss the means and methods of how we perform our protective responsibilities.
After
so
that,
no word yet. Yeah, I mean, you know, I don't know if you have to get a, you know, if an agent shows up at your door and they're like, yeah, you may have just been goofing off, but there are serious consequences to when you say things like that about a seated president. So
yeah, he's about as close to the line as that you can get.
Oh, I would say over. I mean, you can't talk like that.
Well, I mean, who was the one? Kathy Griffin was like an art piece. That was more an obscure art thing. This is him. They could get him on the level of almost suggesting, like, aren't we overdue? Why does he always sound drunk? Like, he might not have even been drunk. It's just Johnny Depp always sort of sounds drunk.
I don't know. That's just, he wasn't like that in 21 Jump Street. I mean,
no.
What the hell happened to him?
I mean, well, I would imagine after you drink for decades, it probably does have a long-term effect.
Well, we've drank for decades. We don't every day have sort of a little slur. Like, has he ever sobered up?
That I don't know. I mean, that's the thing. I mean, yeah, you can, every human being's different. We're all unique little flowers. So you could drink every day for decades along the same lines he has and not suffer the same effects as I don't know. I'm not his physician. I'm
well,
just saying.
He's your boyfriend.
This is like a hypothetical question. Wasn't
right.
Really directed to you, Molly.
Anyway, what else? What else in celebrity?
So Lady Gaga, I guess, doesn't believe in dressing down. She went out hiking with her new boyfriend in the Hollywood Hills, and it was pretty funny. He's like in typical hiking gear, wearing, you know, hiking boots and shorts, and he's all ready to be out there working up a sweat. She, on the other hand, is wearing pointed-toe nude stilettos, a body-hugging black skirt that goes all the way to the ground, and an off-the-shoulder crop top.
Oh, wow.
I mean, it was definitely an outfit meant for more like the red carpet than it was for going out for a hike with your boyfriend. He was wearing a t-shirt, short, and sneakers. But Lady Gaga, always ready to look like Lady Gaga. You're never going to catch her in like a pair of sweatpants.
Who is the dude? Who's the boyfriend?
He's this agent. He works for CAA, that creative arts, whatever. He is a talent agent. His name is Christian Carino. Older guy, salt and pepper hair. I don't know necessarily how they met. I don't know if she met him through industry contacts, but he's an LA talent agent.
They were on Montauk, in Montauk, New York, which seems amazing. Did you ever make it up there, Molly, when you were an East Coaster?
Montauk, no.
Montauk, it's like the further, it's like the northernest point of Long Island.
Hamptons. It's the Hamptons.
Montauk's the very edge. I just remember the artist going up to Montauk in the that movie about the spotless mind.
Yeah. Eternal
I mean, look at this. If you make it all the way up to that tip, how amazing that must be.
She was
Montauk Point State Park. I mean, you are the northern tip.
Holy wow.
Of all the,
it's really neat.
All the good stuff.
Pretty stuff.
I don't ever touch the East Coast. I don't know why. I need to explore that area.
You need so to take beautiful. The sweet Wylene.
Yeah, I do. Are the waters warm and the beaches sandy?
You know what? Bring your Ali G hat with you, too.
Ali G.
This is my hat. Ali G's got his own thing going on.
The Atlantic waters are warmer than the Pacific waters.
Because Pacific waters are freezing.
Yeah, but the Atlantic waters are said to be warmer than the Pacific waters.
Are the sands as wide as like down in the Gulf of...
It's different.
Like in Florida?
It's more
syringes.
There's a lot more it looks like the sand hills. There's a lot more like sand grass, like dune grass and things like that.
Okay, they got the dunes.
It's really pretty. I mean, it's like rolling. It's not like these pristine white beaches. It's soft sands, but I mean, it's definitely much more rugged.
Yeah, go get you some dune poon.
What? Because of the hat?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Man,
you're
that
hat's... Weird...
Molly, you know you love me in this hat.
Party
don't even try. Party
Skullcap is pulling some dune poon.
You better be careful. You're going to get a weird sunburn.
I sent her a text with this photo of me, and I know she was like, on the list.
all I kept thinking was because you had the top down. I was like, man, you better be careful.
Oh.
You fall asleep with that thing on. You take it off, you're going to have a spider web burned on your head.
You take that Jeep up on those dunes of Montauk.
I never thought that because Oliver yesterday said, you think you're rashing out or something because there was like a red, maybe that's what it was. I was getting a little sunburned.
You have to get a matching skull
it's ordered.
Cap for Oliver.
He's past that. There's no way. I thought of it because yesterday we're in the Jeep and I was playing that new Miley Cyrus song. What's that?
Malibu.
Pulled into the parking lot, and he was so embarrassed because he said it was too loud. And
looked like that?
No, and I'm embarrassing him.
Yes. Yes, you are that guy.
I embarrass him all the time. I love it.
What Oliver needs to realize is that he needs that the more he tells you that, the more you're going to do that.
Oh, absolutely.
Like that is like absolutely. That's not like you shaming.
I'm not telling him that. There's no way.
This is what you need to roll. When you're in the Jeep with Oliver with your skull caps on.
It'll be today, too.
You got to be ranking this.
I play the most awful music super loud.
This is also nice because he can be finger snapping while he's doing this, which is perfect for that hat. Can we call it a hat?
Yeah, I call it a hat. Oh, yeah.
It's a head covering of sorts.
Yeah. He's 13, by the way, for those who are listening. We have, so.
Obviously.
Yeah.
Finding
I love it.
New and exciting ways to embarrass the poor children in our lives.
Absolutely.
Word is that Ron Howard will be now directing the Han Solo spinoff. The Oscar-winning director has said to sign on. Disney and Lucasfilm made the announcement. So this could be a pretty good treat for Star Wars lovers and Ron Howard fans.
Ron Howard would look good in a skull.
Oh, yes, he would.
Oh, my God.
Dude, this brings joy.
Well, he's so happy.
I
mean, he really is snapping and dancing.
I know. He's a broken person.
I mean, he has turned up to 11.
This one goes to 11.
From the Eat Fit Go Studio.
This is the Big Party Show on Omaha's number one hit music station.
Channel 94.1.